This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we lace up jungle boots and head into the heart of the Peruvian Amazon with Hector Vazarian, founder of Amazon Explorer. But this trip isn't just about chasing the wildlife this region is known for. We're staying with indigenous families in the Amazon, getting to know their culture and the stories that have been long lost to the modern world. One caveat. Don't think this is a luxury jungle adventure. It's going to be a little rough and out of your comfort zone. By the end of the trip, you'll come away with memories that will last a lifetime. In the Iquitos area, the most commonly visited indigenous groups are the Boros and the Yaguas, largely because their villages are close to the city, making them part of the standard tourist circuit. However, in many cases, what visitors see are stage performances that do not represent their real everyday life. If you're looking for something outside of the mainstream tourism, you should visit the Matsis. That's M-A-T-S-E-S. The Matsis live in the border region between Peru and Brazil, within the Yavari River Basin. They are great hunters and guardians of ancestral knowledge on jungle medicine and wildlife. Their faces have these vertical lines and long spines that look just like jaguar whiskers. That is actually how they got their name, the Feline Tribe. You can visit the Matsis along one of the most remote stretches of the Yacarana River. Amazon Explorer runs 8 to 12 and 15-day expeditions. Getting there is a logistical challenge. First, you fly from Iquitos to Colonia Angamos, a remote border town. From there, the Matsis guide will take you on an 8-hour boat ride deep into the jungle, followed by a 2-hour hike through a thick forest to get to their maloca, the communal longhouse where the elderly family lives in complete isolation. Expect a very basic and primitive lifestyle in the maloca. There is no electricity, running water, cell phones, or internet. They survive on traditional hunting and fishing, small plots of cassava and plantain, and medicinal plants to treat illnesses. The sleeping arrangements are at a simple campsite about 20 meters from the maloca, with a palm leaf roof and a raised wooden platform built from local trees. Tents are set up here for visitors to stay during their time at the maloca. Visitors are encouraged to try fresh local produce and fish, wild game from local hunters, cassava, plantains, papaya, and bananas. It's a great way to support the local economy. Hector says the best time to visit the Matsis is between June and November, when the river levels are low enough for you to explore on foot and take part in traditional barbasco fishing. Barbasco fishing is an ancient method long practiced by many indigenous groups in the Amazon. They crush the roots of the barbasco plant and release them into small streams, but only when the water levels are low. And that's why it's only done during the dry season. The plant's natural toxins only affect the fish, and the fish get stunned by the substance and float to the surface. The most common catch are sardines, catfish, morares, and mullet. You can watch or even help the Matsis set up the traditional hunting traps. The elder Matsis can demonstrate how they once built large game traps designed for hunting tapirs using a camouflaged trigger rope that activates the mechanism when pulled. Hector explains to Go Nomad that before setting the trap, the hunter must apply combo, a secretion from the Phylomedusa frog, to mask their body scent so the animals won't notice anything in particular. You'll also have the chance to try your hand at local crafts, jewelry, hammocks, and woven baskets made from chambira palm fibers. The dyes come from plants and tree bark, yielding earthy reds, browns, and pinks. And on nighttime canoe trips, you might spot caimans, tapirs, or even snakes curled up in the trees. Etiquette matters here in the Amazon. Always ask permission before taking photos or filming. The Matsis are just as curious about visitors as we are about them, especially the elders, who marvel at tents, cameras, and other modern gear. But Hector warns, the younger generation isn't as invested in preserving these traditions. In 10 to 15 years, much of this knowledge could fade. So if you want to witness a way of life that's vanishing, now is the time to see the Matsis. This isn't just a trip. It's a rare chance to step outside your world and into theirs. to listen, learn, and remember what it means to live in rhythm with the forest.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.